Hey everybody, welcome to Turn Cloaks, behind Le Cloaks, the other side of Le Cloak, whatever you want to call this. A little bonus bit here, we wanted to chat and decompress and talk about some of our theories that the players are having just after episode 15 has come out. So yeah, I'll hand over to you guys for a little chat here about what you guys are thinking.
Yeah, okay, so we know, let's talk about, so mine and Joseph's backstory, right? These soldier guys show up. They have these big boxes filled with medicine, okay? These, like, black vials, right? And that's what it was. And so then, later, we find out that these black vials are what? Hang on, I need my stress ball to squeeze. Y'all think I'm playing. I have. I've been, like, done through all the episodes. I'm squeezing a stress ball. But, anyway. So then later we find out that these black vials are what have been sustaining, like, I don't know.
The hounds.
The hounds, yeah, like, sustaining.
Yep, we believe.
That's what we think, right. So that's, like, kind of what they are. So it's not actually, like, medicine. So now, here we are with these people being, like, sick. And we're taking the medicine to them. It's all come full circle. But so I'm wondering, like, all right, okay. My dad, Ari's dad, I mean, killed himself.
Yes.
Because of the whole gateway situation, right? So
we believe, guessing.
Again, this is all guessing. But if that's the case, then he knew about this kind of thing. And he must have known or somehow figured it out that these were supposed to be sustaining him and other, like, hound type people. So I'm wondering if, like, do these people, like, already know about all this? Is it even a trick? Like,
are they, I mean, are they going for immortality? Like, that kind of, do you mean like that? Or,
yeah, I think the little girl saying is you're bringing mommy her medicine. Oh, I mean, the only weird thing is why would, I get why the temple has a big box. I get why the hospital has a big box. Why would this noble have need a big box as well?
Do you think she has, like, an army in her manor that she needs to sustain?
But they said it's servants. For mommy, unless we don't know who answered the door is next necessarily Mariana's daughter. It could be the maid's daughter. Giving it all to, I'm sorry?
It was a boy, sorry.
A boy?
Yeah, it was a little boy.
Okay.
Well, I mean, no mother would be like, hey, son, like, can you go get my army's?
No, that's what I'm saying, though. Is that, that's why, like, I think is foiling your army thing a little bit is because the boy, little boy, was concerned about, oh, you're bringing medicine for mommy. Now the question is, who is mommy? Is this Mariana's son, or is this a servant's son? Is Mariana basically gotten the whole her whole household staff sick? I mean, with your, that's how it fit into your army thing. Is she converting her staff or something? Because it is a big household. I mean, again, just from the size of the house, but we don't, I mean, I think that one we need a little.
I think what we're trying to say is we don't know shit. Like,
No. And then, well, here's to add on to that. Like, you know, why does this woman need such a big box? Why does Tamron's mom and sister, who are supposed to be living here, like, incognito, need a huge box? And if her husband, like, was a plague doctor and, like,
yeah,
was completely involved in all of this from the root of it, then, whoa, like, she should know. She should know so much more.
Yeah,
about
Josh,
this.
Did you know that?
Like,
yeah, no, no, I...
Josh's dad is the old crow.
Joseph's dad. No, not your dad.
In the game, was the old crow.
What?
Yeah.
That
happened while your headphones were off, yeah.
What the shit?
Yeah, it's worse than you think, dude.
Shit.
Dude!
I love this.
Oh, sorry, Josh.
Why would you just tell me that so casually?
Well, because we kind of were all just going along, like, you know, we kind of forgot that you didn't know that. And I was calling him brother. Yeah, when I was calling him brother,
They're like half-brothers, kind of, like, you know, mentally, because they've been raised by the same guy.
Yeah.
So, yeah, Joseph's dad, like, can we catch Josh up to speed here?
Yeah.
Sure, yeah.
Yeah, it's just, you know, meta, whatever, whatever. So Joseph's dad, Giano, left to figure out what the fuck was going on with this, like, plague shit, and took the family, and he had to promise, he had to, like, basically give Tamrin to, like, promise them to the plague doctors so he would, like, rise up and fill some sort of purpose that they would need him for later, and he had to give up Tamrin to get these powers and get the mask and get all these things. So he does that, starts traveling, and then gets a little baby Alistair, a little baby, and, like, starts teaching him all these things, and, like, it was so, it was crazy. It's crazy. So that's the deal. But anyways, then we found out that Joseph's mom and sister have been, like, hidden here since their dad has been on
under the false name. Yeah.
Yeah. Under the fake name. So, but that's what I'm thinking is, like, I doubt that he just cut off all contact with them entirely. I feel like they would be sort of kept in the loop or know a little bit more or be able to contact the crows, because the crows are the ones who, like, put them there and hid them. So I feel like they would have some sort of contact with them, and they would.
No, I think he took them there and hid them. The crows told us that he did, but okay. I don't think I think that they just said bought them a house and set them up in, under the name of Camperon.
Yeah. Well, so then
under that assumed name.
So yeah, I guess that now we're wondering, like, why do they need this giant box? Are they sick? Are they actually sick? What are they doing? Because it's obviously not good if they're involved, like, in this.
Because you're saying it's like a pallet-sized box. I mean, to me, that's like a 3x4, like, forklift pallet, right?
Yeah.
So yeah, it's the same size that they used to dose their whole village when they in their backstory.
Yeah,
enough for a village.
Yeah. So.
And that family, his family, like, knew so much more about it, though, because they knew to get out and not take it. They, like, they got that delivered and never, ever took it. And there had to be, like, you know, a reason, you know, so they left. Like, they left and never, ever, ever touched it. So they know, like, what this is capable of. They know this shit.
We think. Yeah, no, that's a big question. Is Tamrin's mom somehow a part of this?
I'm so glad he isn't here right now. I feel like I am throwing some accusations out there, and I don't want to.
But yeah, no, that's the thing. Is it doesn't the why two individual residences would need a big crate full of it, you know, the same size crate as it's going to a hospital and a temple.
Yeah.
Only question is, and I hate it, but are they about to go traveling? Are they about to go traveling with those crates? I mean, that old Mariana, if it's Mariana, if she's sick, that's weird. But if they're there receiving the crates and they're packing up to go on a trip, because what that tells me is that y'all's village wasn't an accident. You know, did Tamrin's dad, like, defect from his mother? I mean, is the mother, at this point, his mother might be Baroness Dulane. I mean.
Oh my God, don't even.
Okay, I don't know about all.
Look at that face. Look at that face on Will.
I refuse.
We should have kicked Will out.
I can't imagine that she is, but I mean, it's just like.
Yeah, but then again, do you remember that boy that died?
There is some horrible something out there.
Do you really trust anything anymore?
Well, here's my thing. I mean, this is just me. Alistair don't miss, man. You know, I slit Orok's throat.
Yeah.
I mean, opened him up dead. So the first thing is, oh shit, is it Orok? And so there's going to be that huge sinking feeling when they say it's him. And then there is going to be a red hot anger of who the fuck is impersonating.
Says the man about to impersonate.
And are they ever going to have hell to pay?
Yeah. What the? Yeah. Oh, my God.
Oh, yeah. If someone's impersonating Orok. Erok. Yeah. Oh, Alistair's not going to be happy about that. And what's even worse.
Like, what if?
So at least you guys have the name, because dear God, that's going to throw a big wrench, because I can't show up in Orok's armor if someone's already here impersonating Erok. And yeah.
But it makes me wonder though, like with all the sketchy shit going on, like.
Why are you dating Will?
Like, I'm wondering, is someone impersonating him, or is he like someone who was in this weird, like half revived, weird fleshless creepy thing, and he didn't like.
I can't. That's the thing, is that one. I mean, we know slitting your throat is a way out. Your parents were sick.
Mm. Yeah,
they slit their throats and didn't come back.
Right.
So, and also, you know, basically, no. I mean, I was in Brenlin for two. I was in Brenlin for the 3 weeks before they died. So I, you know, the fact. I mean, I don't think the bottles come into play there. Who knows? But the question is, did someone come along afterward and like raised him or something?
Yeah, that's what I'm thinking. Like somebody. Okay. Might have needed him for something.
I have a question. Did you bury your parents?
So that is an interesting thing. Okay.
Yeah, so, you left them like, in the bed. Yeah,
there's a scene.
It was awful.
There's a scene where when Ari and Tamron first meet, where Ari is basically like, I can't get rid of the bodies. Like, and she like refuses to. Like, and she like won't do it. And so then Tamron and her go back to their house, and that part isn't explicitly said what they do. To it, in my written backstory, it's written that her and Tam burn them.
Okay. Run.
But it's not said.
But in that's the, not what's on tape.
It's not what's been said in the
order. Okay, okay. Let me throw another spanner into your works.
No, please,
here.
Just leave my works alone.
For yes, a moment, just throw it right in there.
You know, we haven't considered. Is the Black Files, which Alistair has. You know, we've spoken before about what effect this is. What the Black Vials do, if they do have some way of sustaining life after death, something to do with this strange bloodless creatures, and you're suggesting that perhaps Tamron's father, who was the old crow, is somehow involved in this, perhaps, is one of the running theories. If the Black Vials do have an effect, where did Alistair get the Black Vials from, the old crow? Who did he give treatment with to the old with those Black Vials? Well, one of those people is Erok.
You son of a bitch!
Right, I'm not confirming nor denying. I'm just throwing.
Not you, fucking Torskull.
Works there. I mean, like that's another possibility, right?
Yeah, it is though. But didn't we establish that those Black Vials were not the same ones? They were just Black Vials.
The one that I used on you was not. But I mean, who's to say? I mean, I've got a whole bag of the old crow's stuff that are my treatments and things that I use.
Yeah.
This is the thing that I really found interesting. The first time it was in episode one, I believe. I believe it was episode two when the fight kicked off and the riots started.
Yes.
And I just remember having that moment where, sort of like I out of character, like I know, like you're playing a cleric in Wasps. You're not playing a cleric in any way conventionally, which I super dig. Like you were a plague doctor, but I mean. No one, you don't go looking for a plague doctor unless you need one. Because, I mean, there's enough rumor and stuff that they spread the plague simply by, like, contamination and stuff. There's enough of that for people not to want to be particularly buddy-buddy, pally-pally with you. But because of that, no one ever really spends much time around a plague doctor, which means almost everything they do is kind of shrouded in mystery. They're just, like, unless you are taught by them, or sort of study them and actually really study them, which the common folk don't do, your methods are kind of alien to us, which means the only person who's going to be able to sort of find out all this stuff is going to be you. So you need to, like, seriously go through your stuff. Because I remember just being, when you killed that man with that scalpel, and I suddenly turned around to Tam and said, has anyone ever questioned that the plague doctors just sort of go from A to B without any protection? Like, no one ever, you don't see him traveling with armed guards like you would a priest or anything like that. Uh-huh. So that must mean that they carry medicine. Medicine's worth a lot to people. So who looks after them? And sure. It's suddenly like, it's probably them. That's worrying. So now I'm thinking like, dude, you need to go through your stuff. Just check your inventory, man.
I mean, that's where we get into a little bit of the, I can't imagine Alistair not knowing what all's in there, but he might not have the realization. Mm. He might not, you know, that's where it gets weird, where I know for, you know, Will as a DM and me as the player character of how much do I actually know about my medicine? How much do I know about what I've been doing? I mean, I'm actually fine with it either way because it's a cool story, but I kind of would think that Alistair, since we've had so much talk about the Black Files, and to him this is true too. To him, the Black Files that he knows what they are. It's the acid for disinfectant and stuff like that. Now, whether there's Black Files in there that look the same but aren't the same stuff, that could be very interesting. But I think with Will's thing, I mean, this is just me again as a player. I think had I treated Orok with medicine from a Black Vial, and now we know all this weirdness about it, I'm sure I'm gonna get like a private message. Yep, that rings a bell. during the next campaign. Yeah, you did do that. Then, you know, there will be that guilt and horror of as Alistair suddenly puts two and two together.
You're a bad person.
I mean, it's entirely
possible. He'll question everything.
That's entirely possible. And like I said, I'm just throwing spanners into wrenches.
But I mean, that's a good, for your whole DM's tips thing, that's a good thing. Okay. How do you keep something a mystery from a player, but that the character knows more than the player knows, and how do you do that piece of discovery? I mean, that's a great discussion point for sort of advanced DMing, is how do you have a player's character know more than the player does, and then reveal it to the player. Well, through the character's eyes. I mean,
the thing of the Black Files is we're in a low fantasy, low science world. I mean, there's a fair amount of like basic science that is well understood for sure by Alistair. But, you know, we are in, you know, like I don't know, 11th, 13th century, you know, like we're in some pretty...
technology,
European medieval sort of world. If like a modern... Dark Ages. If you're in, if a modern day scientist came to a medieval Dark Age,
be a witch.
Doctor or whatever, you'd be a witch first of all. But there's so much that is in difference between the two, and so I guess where magic bridges that gap, or where the masters of Lacroze are a bit closer towards being modern day scientists in a level of understanding that they have, and Alistair's still an initiate in the order. So the way that we would probably handle that, I mean, if it were to come up, is probably that there is some level of deception and also some level of science, which Alistair just didn't understand. For instance, you know, let's go over this theory where that is the case. You know, who's to say that the drug has any immediate effect? You know, it may be that these effects happen long after the crows leave because they never stay in town for very long.
Just don't use that because that just saves us all on a hard bug, and just don't be that guy.
Well, here's another thing as well. Who's to say that the stuff in the Black Vials is all the same?
I think that's the really...
Stop! You know I want to talk. You know I'm waving my hands around. You know I've got something to say.
So I've got this thing I don't want to explain in detail.
One thing, it's really interesting that
Of course
when you said about the healing vials, and it was like healing isn't the car, but it's just that association, like healing vials are red.
Right.
According to who? But I mean, that's the kind of level of, if you don't know alchemy, healing vials are red. That's that. Like you see them. So there could be wine, there could be all sorts in there, and you just wouldn't have a clue until you'd actually tried it. So like a vial being black doesn't mean
Sure.
Anything to a common folk. Sorry, Sydney. I'll shut up.
My God.
More importantly, okay, where is my daughter? Okay, let's never mind Sydney. Where is my daughter?
Mute Josh, please. Listen, okay. So this is what I'm thinking. I just had something like totally hit me. All right. So Joseph's dad figures this shit out, right? He figured, like, presumably, when they come to the village, he doesn't take that medicine because he figures out something is sketchy with it. So then he's the plague doctor guy, and he might be involved in this and carrying these black vials around. That's the theory we're talking about right now. Not necessarily that we're going with. The theory that we're talking about is that he knows that some of these black vials are sketchy and all this. So here's what I'm thinking is that maybe he was in with these, like, people that were bringing these boxes, because now we're
like
bringing
Vanderwell.
Okay, yes. And another thing I'm thinking, so Tam knows how to, like, mix things, make herbs and stuff like that. What if Tamron has been accidentally, like, with his father when he was a kid, like, when he learned how to make all these things, his dad was making the stuff that goes in these vials, and Tamron, like, accidentally made them as well and, like, helped refine, like, the recipe that goes into it. And, like, could think about that. Think about it. Because, like, now his dad is theoretically involved in all of this. So are his mother and his sister. His dad is the one who we're presumably has been carrying around these black vials, and he's the one who gave them to you. He had them. They wanted him for some reason. Maybe he knows how to make them. And Tamron learned everything he knows about mixing and all of these things on how to make any sort of thing from his father. What if he, like, accidentally knows how to make this stuff and had no idea what it was?
What if Tam's the bad guy?
Okay, stop now. Let's not do that.
What if Tam... No, genuinely, I've seen Will do stuff like that. I don't trust Joseph anymore. I don't trust any of you anymore.
I mean, I'd say what could be interesting, and again, just pure theory, because there's this whole thing of what drove... And I was still so shocked by the whole that the old crow was Joseph's dad that I was not following super closely with everything you were explaining right then. In fact, I kind of want to go back. I'm going to wait till it comes out probably to listen to it, but I want to listen to it again of that. Actually, that's coming up. That's next.
Well, at the time of recording is tomorrow.
Yeah, that's Monday, right? Yeah.
6 weeks
so,
in the past.
Good, because I want to listen to it again because I'm not sure if you explained what drove Tam's dad to go to the crows, or was he, whether it was he was summoned, or that he just went, or he knew there was
the
something
phrasing,
wrong, or if they just recruited him or
the
took
phrasing
him.
Phrasing was he came to us once.
He came to us once, so he went. He sought out the crows, and then was burdened with the mask and the power to go theoretically find me.
But then you think like, how did he know, like, how did he know to go to them? How did he know exactly where to find them? And how did he, like, exactly know what to say?
Well, I think everyone,
like,
knows that Arkenberry was where the crows are. I mean, that's a investigation check, right? Or history check to eventually figure out where the crows come from. Is that...
It's a site of religious significance, Certainly in these days it's very well known. I mean, you could find this stuff out in a library, at least for rumors.
Yeah.
Well,
I mean, before Tamron's dad went, was the beacon lit and then it went out, or was it? It was never lit.
You have not seen it lit within your lifetime.
Well,
oh right, we would have seen it because you can see it from all over. Yeah. Right. Well, but I mean, I was 12 in a forest. I'm not sure if I would even know.
Yeah. Well, then another thing to think about.
But
though, was like,
Luna would have known.
That the reason he left Tamron was because he promised him to the crows to do something. But he left Tamron.
Wait, is that in your backstory?
No. That's what they said when we went there last time. They like
no. That's what I was asking. Is that they said that Tamron was promised, or
no,
that
Tamron.
I was promised?
Tamron.
Unless, the thing, right.
Ooh,
where did I miss that?
Okay. What I'm saying,
this
what
is like
that,
I said, I was like so,
yeah,
I was so freaked out about
that
the whole...
He left before he promised Tamron, or before any of that. He left Tamron behind already.
What?
So why did he actually leave Tamron
what
behind?
What if Alistair is Tamron's replacement? Not as a surrogate son, but what if giving Alistair over instead, because Alistair has to fill a chair. So what if it's trying to get his,
did he save his son by giving that, that it was actually kind of nefarious that he picked up the orphan elf so he didn't have to give Tamrin.
Yeah.
Ooh, that's creepy.
Who's your daddy
how
now?
How did he know that that would happen? Like, why did he actually leave Tamrin there originally?
You said just he visited us once is all. I can't wait for tomorrow to listen to it again to see exactly how that conversation went. Because like I said, after the, you know, his name was Joseph Camperon, I was like, firstly, I was double checking my notes to make sure that I had, I was like, that's the old crow, right? Right?
Yeah.
I think that's the old crow. So I'm like, I'm sitting there reading my notes, and so I wasn't listening as well as I should.
There's plenty of hints within that conversation.
We'll just have to listen to it again. He didn't just like be like, okay, bye fam. I'm going to go check with the crows and see what's up. He took his mom and his sister and left Tamrin there by himself in the village before he ever met with the crows. So he had to know something or have some sort of reason to not take his
son. You guys
son.
Are aware that the crows have ways of speaking to people outside of face-to-face. As
well, it's because they have to, because they couldn't leave. Like when you guys went in, they couldn't leave. They gave Tamrin the power to leave, their powers, simply because they were like, we need our influence out in the world. We are... What's that about, guys? Like, oh God, I can't...
Well, here's the other thing as well. I mean, during that conversation, there was talk of not necessarily some kind of prophecy, but some reason why you're all there. You know, Alistair was here to take the seat, but he said that the old crow knew that he wouldn't be able to do it alone, that he needed the love of a parents, the love of a friend, and the love of a daughter currently absent. So there was speak of this kind of the group of four that were to be in Arkenbury. So that's a nice one to worry about when home tonight.
Are you? I'm now thinking to myself, if, oh God, see, I don't even want to say it, because I feel like every time I say something bad, Will just like changes things. Like, I feel like it's, I don't know if it's concrete or not, but if I were to lose Lucia, which I really wouldn't put past Will, and I would actually come to Canada to punch you for that. and we were to lose Tam, we would lose the son, the friend, and is it sacrificial? Could it be sacrificial that you need to? I don't.
Well, actually, since you know, one thing that we still haven't heard about. And we might hear about it tomorrow. So maybe I'll wait to tomorrow if it doesn't get answered. Because you have to remember, the three of us still don't know what the deal was with your eyes.
Yeah. Oh, believe me, it's a question I'm pondering, my friend.
Good. So, yeah, we'll find out with you.
When someone says, you know, want your eyes, and I'm like, why? The thing was, like, it was... They are, like, out of character. I'm thinking to myself, so this is, like, this sounds like demonic or lich-like or something. Like, this is otherworldly. Like, whatever it was that was influencing her, that made her, just doesn't seem, it seems to be on a different plane to us, like a different tier to us. And they mentioned the shadow, and the shadow comes from somewhere else. I'm thinking to myself, the shadow is probably like some really dark god or demon or something. And that is like trying to eat away, like it's trying, because something like that could survive in our world if our world fell to plague. Like something old. And I don't think, because we're not playing, because this is a homebrew world, it's not even like I can go and I can look up the demons and like out of the abyss and stuff like that. But I'm thinking something is making these things and it is not from this world. And it is so much bigger than, like, that's where this is going. Like, we're going to hit 101 people that we think, are super important, and are like, they are getting the final laugh here, and it's not going to be any of them.
Yeah, ever feel like you're in The Hobbit when the real story is in the Lord of the Rings? Yeah,
you're just like, oh God.
I don't know. It's going to be interesting. I'm looking forward to it. I mean,
why?
The twists and turns are, no, because it's always it's always interesting. I think it's probably more complex than we're putting together. What always, as you say, is interesting is where accidentally and this is, it's the best part of being a DM, when accidentally your players do something aesthetic that ties in.
That reflects later on.
Especially, I mean, my whole Black Vial thing
just
was, I can tell you that came out of, the Belgariad, where Polgara was in the Belgariad and she had this black vial and she had to revive the other sorcerer and it was a black vial sealed with lead and it was so dangerous you couldn't even breathe in the fumes of it because it was so strong and so powerful. That is what I was describing because I had not listened to y'all's.
I'm up to date on it. Everything that Luna knows, I'm sticking there. Like I will, when earlier on when you said about, I'm like, what the crows?
Yeah.
But with that, like, I don't know your backstory. Like, I know what you've told me now, and I've heard snippets here and there. But what you've told me in character, but I'm trying to piece this together with what Luna knows, and it's hard, man.
At this point in our narrative, the characters and the players are beginning to understand the what and the how, but neither the who nor the why
when,
at this point.
Or the
they,
when.
Yeah.
Or the when. The when worries me.
And those are some big questions that still need to be answered.
In
our story.
I mean, backstory-wise, I mean, I'm expecting Ari, Tam, and Luna to all but not recognize Alistair. If they come back in and he's in this full half plate armor, his hair is cut, his mask is off.
Have we seen it?
Looking like a noble. Y'all have never seen it. There was that whole question of why were the swords even clanging off of him? He's never shown the armor. Yeah. He's never shown the shield. The only person who recognized the fact that it was a noble sword just by the blade alone was Raiden, who was killed the next round.
How did Raiden know?
So no one has seen it.
I don't want to see it. The only guy who's seen it so far died three seconds later. I don't want to know. Don't burden me with that. I've got enough horrible things on my plate.
Yeah.
Oh god.
So yeah, no, it's going to be interesting. I mean, I don't want to. This is we'll see. It's going to be interesting to see how Alistair was. So I had something to say, went dumped both feet into this plan, and now suddenly it's like, uh-oh, maybe this isn't a great idea after all.
It's really, like, I often find, like, it really bugs me, but sometimes you're looking for the plot twist, and you're looking for the plot twist in an area, and then you get hit by, like, another one from, like, an avenue you weren't even considering, because you're so focused on, like, what's in the box? As opposed to, oh crap. And then that news comes back and then other things develop and then it's a kid and, oh, it just.
Wow. There you go. Well, I mean, we could go on with theories, I'm sure.
I mean, I don't think we're going to get any further without
one. But we'll call it here. And hopefully you guys enjoyed this extra bonus section, episode, whatever we end up turning this into. And we'll see you guys soon.